Oh, groovy, baby.
Come with me if you want to live.
Oh my god, it's that time again. Wait, soundcheck guy. Can that be right? Is this show 164? Yep. I'm getting the nod. The sound booth guy and the guy who holds the keys, the janitor for here in RadioSt.Pete.com corporate headquarters, he's saying yes. He's my biggest fan. Oh, that's sweet. He's saying no? Okay. Well, he knows what show this is, so that's good. See, what happens is I slip the janitor a few bucks, and he lets me in, and then I get one of those "we'll work for food" guys. He does the sound check, and basically we sneak in and then upload this show secretly. So when I say Radio St. Pete management is letting the show go on, I think I meant they didn't notice it's here. That's not true at all. You see stories, everyone. You just make stuff up and talk into a microphone. Oh, that's sad. Yeah. So another week in the books. Another week gone. This coming week, this coming weekend, I should say, I'm going to the Project Pinball tournament. You hear me talk about it all the time, projectpinball.org. Go there. It's a non-profit organization to help bring a little bit of joy into some children's lives that really need it. They put pinball machines, set them on free. It's not a cash grab. That'd be sad. No, they set them on free, and it's they maintain pinball machines in like children's hospitals, you know, where they need a little bit of fun and you know, I always kind of think of it like probably like bonding, you know, like a parent, like a dad or something like that would show the kid how to play pinball, because I don't think, you know, pinball isn't really super popular with kids. I think it's growing, to be honest with you, but it's one of those things where I always kind of envision like a dad and a kid, or a dad and a mom and a kid just laughing and showing what pinball is, you know, as they're trying to recuperate, trying to get through whatever they're getting through. So it's a cool thing. So anyway, anywho, go to projectpinball.org and, you know, give a charitable donation. You can write it off on your taxes, because the government doesn't need that money. That's just extra bomb money, and we have enough bombs. Ugh, don't even get me started. I try to really avoid things that really, like, get me wound up, like politics and bombing countries and other things. But I digress. You didn't come here for that. You came here for music, and here is some music. Now, should I or shouldn't I? Should I or shouldn't I? Yes, no. What do you think, Harvey? Flip a coin. I'm not doing that either. All right, here's some music.
Minnie Me loves chocolate. Scotty do.
What? I like chocolate fine. I just...
Scotty do.
Yeah, well, yeah, this is very familiar. Hang on, let me do what I do. Would you stop?
How about it, Owen?
How about a what?
How about it, Owen?
What are you...
How about it, Owen?
I don't even...
How about it, Owen?
Honestly, isn't this...
How about you do, ladies and gentlemen, Scotty do. The next one of you primates even touches me. Yeah!
Paramount Pictures presents
a dual, ghoul, double scream show.
Scream number one.
Frankenstein and the monster from hell.
Scream number two. Captain Kronos, Vampire Hunter.
All shock.
Frankenstein and the Monster from Hell. Plus...
Captain Kronos, Vampire Hunter.
In color, both rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent.
The who? The her.
Silence, Earthling.
My name is Darth Vader. I am an extraterrestrial from the planet Vulcan.
Darth Vader from planet Vulcan. I love that guy. Oh, I've used that joke before. That's okay. Boy, the Mystery Science Theater 3000, I don't know if I ever talked about it on air. I think I did. I was a big fan of the original series. You know, I don't know if you know what I'm talking about. There's a little dude and two robot puppets that kind of riff on music, on movies. They really did change the landscape of riffing on movies. Oh, look, we're joined by somehow my cat snuck into the studio too. Say hi, Zoltan. She won't. She's a quiet cat, a nutty cat. Anyway, so the show ran for I want to say 10 years, something like that. And I was a huge fan. I have them all digitally. And I watch them a lot, you know. I watch the old ones a lot. And there was a Joel Hodgson, Joel, who was the guy who started it. He conceptualized it and everything. And then it transitioned into a Mike Nelson, who was, I want to say like 6 through 10 seasons. Season 6 through season 10. And I liked him a lot. I liked Joel too, but I favored Mike. I'm not going to get into the whole which one's better. They're both very funny. No disrespect to Joel. Then it went away. And for the longest time, it was gone. And they did a Kickstarter thing to bring it back. And I was a little hesitant. I did a pretty high Kickstarter level so I could get all the freebies. And my name's on the credits of the new ones. Like one. It's not like, oh, I'm a writer. It's kind of just a fun nod. And this Kickstarter like blew up. Like they surpassed what they were hoping for easily, you know. And we're talking millions. So it was a very viable thing. And they finally launched, you know, and now Netflix has the first season. Like, I know it went differently than they had hoped to. I think they were trying to do a TV one episode per week kind of thing, and that's not how the life works now. So they dropped just this last weekend, and they were on. It's different, but funny. I don't know. Like, sometimes I was a little bit worried that it was, like, of the times. Like, sometimes you watch something and it's really funny, you remember it great, and even you watch the reruns and they're funny, but it doesn't transition to modern life kind of thing. But this one, a little bit of getting used to with different voices for the robots, and they do a little bit of wacky stuff that, take it or leave it. But it's funny. I'm glad it's back. They're riffing on some really great movies. Actually, they're riffing on a lot of movies that we do on our other podcasts. I don't know if you know. We do Slow Robot A Go Go. If you go to bunchofdorks.com, bunchofdorks.com, there's three podcasts on that website, and the top one is Slow Robot A Go Go, where me and Dr. Morbius, a co-host of mine, talk about some of the craziest weird B movies that you've never heard of. Some you've heard of, and then we also do another show on Radio St. Pete here that's called Asian Cult Cinema. Check that out. You can go on the audio archives on Radio St. Pete and find Indie Circuit and Asian Cult Cinema, if that's your bag, baby. But yes, Mystery Science Theater's back. I'm pleasantly surprised. I'm happy. It's different, of course. It's the same shtick, a little bit modernized, and we'll see where it goes. I'm really happy. It's like seeing an old friend that you are actually friends with, you know. So, check it out on Netflix, Mystery Science Theater. They also have 20 of the originals, so if you want to see the original ones, if you have no concept of what I'm talking about, I'd say check out the old ones, then listen to the new ones, but, who am I to tell you what to do? Now listen to this music, darn it!
I'm a sophisticated sex robot sent back through time to change the future for one lucky lady.
So, very fun Chinese rock and roll. Ah, so.
maybe, baby, I have trouble.
I love scotch. I love scotch. Scotchy, scotch, scotch. Here it goes down, down into my belly.
Alrighty then.
Thank you. That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
Enter Death's waiting room, if you dare.
No! No!
Below the crypt lies the Vault of Horror. A treasure chest of the macabre, filled with madness, voodoo, vampires, torture, and terror. All the things that make life worth leaving. The Vault of Horror, from Cinerama Releasing, rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent. The Vault of Horror. It has all the things that make life worth leaving.
All right, that was, of course, the greatest band that's ever lived. I'm talking about the 5678s, Straight Outta Japan. Did I ever talk about the other one that I played? I don't think I did. Oh my god. First segment, I played Lulufin the Woohoo, which is a Japanese trio girl surf band from Japan. Oh, I'm so sorry, Lulu. Lulufin the Woohoo. So anyway, then this segment, I played the 5678s. I played Aso, Pinball Party, Jet Coaster, and, of course, on the other side of the break, Wooly Bully. Love that band. Man, when they said, when they gave me permission to play their music, I was so happy I could have cried. And that's weird for a grown man to say. I'm comfortable with my feminine side. Aw, metrosexuality, yay! No, not so much. But anyway, here's more music.
There are only two things I can't stand in this world. People who are intolerant of other people's cultures, and the Dutch.
With all the bright light, bright and blue city nights, all the pigs and kids out looking for a fight. Nobody knows just what the hell is going on, but a million motherfuckers can't be wrong. It's a dead end society with nothing new to offer me. You're a dead end society. We're always checking in with the next best thing. Let's change it around, 'cause who knows why you can't see dead society. Well, all your television babies and educated fools burning downtowns and shooting up schools. The news try to explain it and your parents just cry. You're living in a haze till the day that you die. The only free thinking is left to a few. If they like it, you like it, that ain't nothing new. The life you're living now is a free package lie. And everybody's wondering, but no one knows why. It's a dead society with nothing new to offer me. You're a dead society. We're always checking in with the next best thing. Let's change it around, 'cause who knows why you can't see dead society. Dead society. So come on down to the land of the free. They got racism riots, violence on TV. Dirty politicians, this is moving away. People need to wake up and realize that they live in a dead society with nothing new to offer me. Society. We're always checking in with the next best thing. Let's change it around, 'cause who knows why you can't see dead society.
town, dollhouse, Caddyshack. A new life that you can't get back when all the girls in the world couldn't make her happy. She might be happy.
Hey, wanna hear the most annoying sound in the world?
Yes, sirree. I want to tell you something. If you're hungry, you got to come on down to our concession stand because we got some good stuff down here. We got hot dogs, only 25 cents. You get all the onions you want on them. We got hot buttered popcorn, 10 cents a box. And we got those crispy hot French fries. Yum, yum. I love them with ketchup. And they're only 25 cents an order. And a big old pile of them. Want to tell you something coming up soon. And that movie will be here in a few minutes at intermission time. We'll be for about the next 10 minutes. We're going to be out here playing music and letting you come on down to the concession stand and use the restroom or whatever. But I want to remind you that in about a week, I think it's in 9 days, in nine more days, we're having a very special movie coming out, and it's called A Man with the X-Ray Eyes. You could hide nothing from him. He couldn't lose when he was playing cards. Women couldn't tell what he was looking at when he was looking at them. And he could see inside your car. The Man with the X-Ray Eyes, starring Ray Milland. And also on the same big bill that night, we got The Flesh Creeper, starring Sonny Tufts. The theater's not responsible for you being scared to death. We also have The Horror of Party Beach, a weird atomic beast who lives under a motel. It lives off of the blood and the eyeballs of people in that motel. It stars Eula Belle Moore and Inez Franklin. And you can I want you to make sure that you do this tonight, because Mr. Duncan told me a minute ago that everybody's got to remember to put that speaker back on the post when they leave the theater. Anyone caught stealing a speaker will be prosecuted. I can't imagine why anybody would want to steal one of our speakers, but some people do, and I guess they use them as car radio speakers. And during this intermission tonight, we're having a man that's guessing your weight here, raising money for the Triune Methodist Church here in Greenville, South Carolina. For only a nickel, he will tell you within 5 pounds of how much you weigh, and he will tell you within a year of how old you are. So come on down to the concession stand and donate a nickel, and he'll tell you how much you weigh. If he's wrong, you still have to leave the nickel, but it's just fun doing it. And come on down and enjoy some of the great food we have down here, soft drinks, candy bars, and the food here at the concession stand is so good. It just melts in your mouth, everything down here. I love them barbecue sandwiches, delicious hot dogs, all kind of good things, pizza. Let's have some more music before that movie starts back up. And if I want each and every one of you to drive safely when you go home tonight, but make sure you put the speakers back on the post when you get through. Here's more music for you.
Nobody makes me bleed my own blood. Nobody!
Wow. Are you hungry for French fried potatoes and omelette? Wow. That, on the other side of the break, was the Boss Mustangs. I played Society, Electric Last Minute, and New York Francine? Yeah, that's what it is. New York Francine. Words, they're hard. All right, let's play some more music. Let's go right into some, let's see. Who are we gonna play? How about some Lulu's Marble? Haven't played them for a while. Love them too. Not as much as the 5678s, but close second. Here they are, Lulu's Marble.
You gotta give me a ride.
I'm way too big to drive to the devil's house.
Ni hao, ni hao, ni hao.
Go! Lulu's Marble. I played Aso, Blue Mau Mau, Lue Lue, and Etch Very Good. That's going to be it for this week. I want to thank you for listening to the Radio St. Pete exclusive indie circuit. Words are hard. My name is Mau, and we'll see you next week for more indie music and crazy talk from my head.